August 13th, 1917. Dear Father and Mother and Harry, of course you come first in my long list of correspondence, and this is my first letter for almost 3 weeks. It's been quite impossible for me to write before. So the Daily Mail mentioned the Durhams in the Flanders push. Yes, I have been over the top and had the best of luck, not a scratch. My luck has been really wonderful, for our battalion had bad luck with shells, hidden snipers and machine guns. I suppose I must not give you figures, but my four pals are missing, which makes a great difference to my life here. However, here I am once again, where there is green grass and the trees have leaves and branches. Your two parcels of chocolate received, how acceptable they were, I cannot tell you. I've had parcels from Eleanor, Gull, Claire, the people at the studio, and from Lizzie. In case I have no time to write to them all, would you please let them know how most welcome their parcels were? What are the newcomers' chief impressions? Firstly, our artillery seems to be about the last word, and our barrage a wonderful and terrible thing. The roar, shrieking, and whistling of the shells are indescribable, but we do not have it all our own way. The German long range, 10 miles I'm told, high explosive shell is the very devil. When on a carrying party up the front line one night, one fell so close that it lifted my steel helmet 2 feet above my head. One choked me in the throat for several seconds, and so on. I have crouched for hours in trenches with the things crashing all about us. To the newcomer, the chief sensation is intense fear. To the seasoned soldier, philosophic resignation and a trust in luck. After the strafe is over comes a delightful elation of the spirits, still alive to tell the tale. I have been in a most historic part of the line, near a town you have read of 1,000 times. There's a puzzle for you. And the country of the war zone. No tongue could describe it. I never imagined anything so utterly awful. Miles and miles of desert, worse than that, because one knows it has been beautiful a few short years ago. Take a flat country, cover it with millions of shell holes. There must be no grass or anything green, nothing but brown mud. Then stick in thousands of dead stumps of trees, cut off at a height of about 20 feet by shell fire. Liberally sprinkle with the debris of war, barbed wire, etc., and over all must pervade a stink the like of which you have never smelt before. All that conveys but a faint impression. However, here I am in a lovely spot in a barn that would do for a church, and in the very best of health. Many thanks for Dad's and Harry's letters. Yes, I really would like newspapers. What about the weekly edition of the Daily Mail? We are all so keen on the news, but newspapers are rarely seen. I hope you're in the best of health and spirits. Your affectionate son, Jim.